Good evening. Welcome to the planning meeting of Burnham Town Council on the 14th of June. May we please have... I'm going to read district councillors, although we have none of them here, reserve their right of view at this meeting as town councillors, and they reserve their right to a different view as district councillors and at other meetings. Do we have apologies for absence?
Councillor Mumford, Councillor Stamp, Councillor Coles and Councillor Wilson.
But we are actually quorate. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda, having regard to the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Do we have any declarations of interest? I have to declare that I'm a Burnham Sailing Club member, so item J, I will excuse myself from commenting and voting on. Minutes. To confirm the minutes of the planning meeting held on 17th May 2022. Does everybody have them?
No.
They haven't been circulated, Jo?
No, sorry. We usually get them at meetings.
Okay, well, we can defer that. Is that because Julie normally prints them out?
Yeah, she usually prints them.
Okay. Applications for planning consent. 2200548 Land East of 29 Pippins Road, Burnham on Crouch, Essex. Proposed one bedroom, two story dwelling house adjoining existing terrace. Now, I have a feeling we've had this before.
We thought
that in fact it was just shoehorned into a very small space, if I remember rightly. But this is the one I'm thinking of.
This one is on a large plot. I'm confused because it says one bedroom. When you look at the plans, it's sort of three bedroom.
It's a bit tight,
it's actually quite a large plot. Yeah, it's sort of before the new development starts.
But they added on to it already a couple of years ago, I think.
Sorry.
But it's not actually correct. It's saying one bedroom.
Or is it so they actually won't add a bedroom?
Proposed one bedroom, two story dwelling house.
Yeah. So the land adjacent east of 29 Pippins is vacant lot.
The change is just overrange.
Can you swing the slow down? Turn it to the left. That's a previously refused scheme. New extension planning from application.
It's three bedrooms, isn't it?
It's actually four bedrooms if you look, because there's a master bedroom at the side as well. One, two, three.
Yeah, yeah. Or is that what they... Is that what they want to do? If you look...
But that it does.
The extension like one, and that's
at the bottom right hand corner is a previously refused scheme from plan. Do we have another?
So on the right hand side is the proposed dwelling, not the left hand side.
So there's two first. So there's two separate.
Yeah.
And that does show more than one bedroom, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the left hand side is the existing house.
That's right. The one bedroom house they described isn't the same as the.
I think. I think it's. The application was written wrong, because I think it's an application to extend one bedroom, and on the top floor and downstairs.
That could be the case, couldn't it? Can we either defer this or if you just note it because of inconsistencies in the descriptions?
It didn't make sense.
Okay.
I would like to just note this and ask that it be revisited if the inconsistencies in the descriptions can be ironed out. description does not match document supplied. Can we go back to Morton on that, please? Okay, let's move on to the next one, B. 22/00614, 112 Morton Road, Burnham on Crouch. Raised roof height. Do we have a before and after elevations on this one? It's normally that's the key, isn't it? That's ground floor plans, isn't it?
Yeah. Ground floor plans, that's the house.
We want the elevations, at least that's what I would
use. That's the proposed.
That's proposed elevations. So it's really quite a large extension, isn't it?
It is.
Can we go back to the other one? Yeah, still, we've got the PDF over from the previous one.
So that's the proposed elevation.
So the left-hand side is the existing. And the right hand side with the pointy bit.
So that's
do we have a plot of
land? They are quite big plots of land.
Yeah, they are.
The second one where they've just cleared all the front and we're hedging everything out.
I think it's quite large, but it may have a plot of tolerance.
Is that one next to it? Because it's all filled on there.
Yeah.
We've got there about a major work done.
That's not much help, is it? Now I'm worried that looks as if it's getting very close to next door, or is that already close to next door?
I think that's existing, and I think it is already a bit lopsided to the block, so I think that's already.
Erecting a two-storey side front extension, which does that mean it's going to overlook? Oh no, if that's the case, it won't overlook anything.
No.
But members, do we have an opinion?
Plot's big enough, isn't it?
I think I see no reason to object.
The access is going to be the same as it is already, so I can't really see why it's not.
Do we have a proposal?
Yeah.
Proposals seconded by Councillor Stanbury and Harry. We support. 00653 Harding's Reach. Fell a holly tree and a silver birch reduced by 2 metres. Now, our usual decision is this is okay, subject to the tree officer's approval. Right.
Do we have a tree officer at Morden?
Yes, they, well, they did last time I looked.
I've got to be honest.
Because yeah. I had an email about another tree and they said they don't have a tree officer.
Well,
so we're saying.
I had a conversation with Nessa about 3-4 weeks ago, not long after she resigned. And she gave me a name of a guy, but it sounds like he's independent and a Napoleon. That's how
well, whether or not Morden has got a tree officer is not our problem. They always have had, and they have the officer post available as a tree officer.
Yeah, I was curious whether anyone knew whether
that was correct. So, subject to approval by the tree officer at Morden District Council, will approve that. Schoolhouse, Dunkirk Road, 22/00652. Demolished carport and replaced with single storey side extension.
I don't know if I'm going to declare this. I have no direct contact with people, but it's the old schoolhouse.
Right.
And my wife is actually on the board of governors, so I don't know whether I.
Well, it's non-pecuniary, isn't it?
It's non-pecuniary, but I just want to keep it straight for record.
I've looked at this and I don't see any particular problem, does
no.
it?
No, there's
so,
no space for parking.
Right, so we'd say we're not losing any parking.
Because
the carport, they're still parking off road. So, are we happy to support?
Yeah.
Okay, we support. Thank you. 62 Station Roads, Burnham, 22/00650, single storey side extension. Now, I've got this and item F and item I. Dow has repeated the following week's. Right. Item E on the next agenda is 62 Station Road, and this is 62 Station Road.
Okay,
sorry. So I think we can look at them now and just strike them off next week's.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Looks fine to me. Has anybody got any objections? So we'll support that.
Yeah.
Fowler Brothers, The Secret Butchers, 22/00610. New purpose-built retail unit including relocation of existing butcher shop and other ancillary uses with ancillary parking and serving facilities.
I don't see a problem with that way down.
It's out of the way and that we should support a local business which is obviously trying to expand. So we'll support that. The next one is for information only, which brings us to 87 Morden Road, a single-storey side extension. 22/00611. Now, as far as I can see from the elevations we've been given, this is simply the same as next door has done. There's one which shows next door as well, isn't there? I may be wrong, but I thought I looked at it and saw that it's. Okay. That's the existing elevations. Does anybody have any comments? Are there large plots on that road? Do we support?
Yeah.
Okay. 22.00540 Woodpeckers, 15 Mangaps Chase, Burnham on Crouch, demolition of existing outbuildings, erection of four-bedroom dwellings and a three-bedroom dwelling. Now, have we had this one before?
This is being built four-bedroom dwellings.
To me, I don't know, reading between the lines, they've made changes because they can't afford the Section 106 monies and also they won't have to include affordable housing property as part of the scheme. That's the only, they've reduced size for that reason.
Right.
But it's still on the same plot of land.
I think we thought the concept of development previously was something we didn't like. Mm. So the fact that they've changed it slightly to try and get around what appears to be, as Councillor Carter is correct, financial issues, the basic objection probably still remains the same.
Mm-hmm. I think it was in their summary. Or
yeah, there will be a sort of a rationale in the covering letter. Yeah, if we could read the planning statement. Yeah, that's
variation conditions application was meeting the following proposed changes. So plot 3 changed from the bungalow to a two-storey dwelling with rooms within the roof space. A single detached garage was added to plot 3. A front door and window and two roof lights have been an additional floor was created within the roof space on plots 1, 2, 4 and 5. A door window and two roof lights have been introduced in dwelling plots 1, 2, 3 and 4. Two front door windows and three rear facing roof lights have been introduced in dwelling plot 5. Planning is granted on the 6th of the 4th, 22, subject to S106. For a community sale of 381,000, the additional floor space triggered requirement for affordable housing provision due to the overall floor area of both sites. So, yeah, you're
If it's purely an attempt to get around the 106 and the affordable housing, one can only admire them for trying, but I suggest we do not support it. And I think we should note that the reason we don't support it is the avoidance of 106 funding and affordable housing, which was part of the original planning permission. Right, item J, Burnham on Crouch Sailing Club, 21/01161. Erect single-storey building to store safety boats. As I said earlier, I'm a member of the sailing club, so I'm going to excuse myself from discussion.
I basically don't have a problem with it, it's their land. And it's not going to bring any more traffic in that already goes in
this
and out.
It's purely for storage.
Yeah, it's
purely
for storage. So I personally can't see why they shouldn't do it, because they do a lot for children in town.
Do we know actually where it's being built? On that bit down the side where the car park now is?
It has to be in that area, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I think so.
I can't think of
the
really anything.
The only objections I can see would be maybe construction view from the new townhouses type image, you know what I mean? But
yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly like the townhouses that live upstairs and stay down. So that's the only objection I can see coming from that.
I personally think we need to say yes.
So, with the exception of the man who excused himself, councillors are in favour.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ah, right, this is where I'm getting confused. 22.00528. 11 St Mary's Road, Burnham Crouch, single story side and rear extension. This is the one that looks exactly like next door.
Yes, they show the street scene, I think.
Yeah.
And there are no comments on the site, are there? No objections? I suggest we support.
Yeah.
Okay. And Sweetings, which is various tree operations, which I suggest again.
Interestingly.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the van was outside with lots of tree bits that have already been taken down. Okay. Just happened to be walking the dog, and I was having to go round it, and then I saw this, and I thought, oh, I don't know.
Well, our normal response is approved subject to the tree officer.
Yeah.
So if they've already done it, so...
I presume the tree officer will see that, won't he?
I'm one would I hope so. Decisions advised. 12 Marsh Road, single story, rear extension was approved. Bridge End Cottage, Ferry Road, replacement porch, single story, rear extension. Internal alterations and changes to fenestration was approved. Four Park Road, demolish existing garage and new garage with hip roof was approved. 27 Queens Road, first floor rear extension was approved. Belvedere Park, Beldors, Two Park Road, Burnham Crouch. Raising the ridge height, roof alterations with rooms and roof with rear dormers and revised fenestration. That was refused. Three Shearwater Close, law for development certificate for a proposed single story rear extension was approved. The old clubhouse. Now I think actually we didn't say yes. We didn't like this, did we?
We didn't, no.
But it has been approved, so we can't really complain.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
Studland Cottage, Belvedere Road, listed building consent granted. Damerwick Farm, Marsh Road, notification of general purpose agricultural building, prior approval not required. Appeals. Appeals start from 22nd of May. These are obviously not resolved, these appeals.
No,
right, so it's Temperance House, 22 High Street. Oh, this is the Belvedere, isn't it?
I thought they did approve it on the second time round, but my memory was not good.
Claremont, 47 Mill Road, replacement of existing bungalow, new dwelling house. This is an appeal again. There are no appeal decisions, so the next planning meeting is the 21st of June at 7 p.m. here in the Council Chamber. Thank you all for coming. Good night.